Now, Mark chapter number 16 and verse number 15. We'll read that as well. Mark chapter number 16 and verse number 15. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, the commandment again is very clear that God gives to the church. That means people like you and I. And he gives them the commandment. The commandment is clear. And it's as clear as it can be, is to preach the gospel to every creature. So we see in the Bible that this is not just a choice, this is not a suggestion, but it's a commandment that God has given to the church. Now, if you in Pakistan, where we are, a land that's majority Muslim people, there's a lot of groups that have come from different groups, and they have done a lot of good things there. For instance, they in the areas where there's a lot of poverty, they've helped. These are Christian groups. They've come from different countries, and they constantly have works like these that are doing there, where they come and they do some good things. For example, they may help farmers with wells, digging wells for them. They may help widows with their needs. They may help orphans. And when there's a flood or whenever there was an earthquake a few years back, a lot of countries helped, and they did a lot of good things, things that were needed. And but here's the thing. The thing that's needed the most is for sinners to hear about Jesus Christ. That need is everywhere. Now, like I said, a lot, what we've observed in Pakistan, that a lot of people have come and they've done some good things, but they've not done the most important thing. Now, for example, there's plans where there's people that have diseases, or there's people that have a lot of physical illnesses or problems and stuff. And so there's groups that will come and help them with that, and that's a good thing. Now, here's the thing. Now, we may cure their bodily illness, whatever it may be, but what about the incurable illness of sin? Who's going to tell them about that? That's the most important thing. You see, you can live a perfectly healthy life and die and go to hell. It's not going to do any good, that healthy life. And so there's a lot of people that are that have come there, if there's a humanitarian crisis or things like that, and they've done a lot of good things. But since we've been there, in all the areas where all this work has been done, not a single church has been started. Not a single church. So again, God's commandment was what? Like we read in Matthew, is to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things. Now, the only way we can teach in a setup is in a church setup. So you can see the commandment is very clear that God gives is to about going and teaching and starting churches. So these are some of the things that groups that come into Pakistan, for a lot of them, they've, like I said, they've done some good things, but they haven't done the most important thing. Here's a statement that I want to read for you, that if every person in the world had adequate food, housing, income, if all men were equal, if every possible social evil and injustice was done away with, men would still need one thing, that's Christ. That's Jesus Christ. You see, in our Western world here, food, housing, and shelter, and you know, basic health facilities may not be a problem, and so we may not necessarily feel like there's much that can be done here. But the thing is that when people have gotten all these things, and years after that, what's happened? People have turned away from God. Think about it. In the times where people were struggling, it seemed like they had an urgency, or they felt like they needed God. And so the need was there. And it wasn't very difficult for people to come, get them to come to church. But in the society you and I are living, people have so many things that they feel like they don't really need God anymore. All their needs are met. If they have a problem, there's always places they can get help. They have all the basic things in life. And so God has pretty much been kicked out. They don't feel like they need God anymore. And you and I that are God's people, we need to be busy about doing God's work and giving His word out, preaching to them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes, especially in our country, here in America, a lot of people are involved politically or socially. They're very active. And that may not necessarily be wrong. But here's the thing. The main emphasis needs to be preaching the word of God. You see, we may look at all the sins and all the wickedness that's going around, and there's a lot of it going around. There's no doubt. I mean a lot of it. I'm sure there's a lot of you that can testify that how America has changed so rapidly. And it keeps on changing. Laws are being passed very quickly. Things are happening. And we're wondering what is the next generation going to see? What type of America are they going to see? But let's just not forget that our job in all of this, while all this is going on, is to be busy about preaching the word of God. Because here's the thing, most people that are in high authority in our land here, which means the government rulers, for the most part, I would say, maybe not all of them, but as a whole, generally, they've rejected God. God's not really their center of their life, because they would not make the decisions that they are making if God was really in their life. I mean, we as God's people need to just accept that. But what we're going to have to do is get busy about doing the word of God and preaching the word of God, making a difference, if nothing, one person at a time. You see, a lot of times we may think that all these social evils that are going, we need to do this or we need to do that. Now, again, those may be good things, and some of the things maybe we ought to be doing, but let's just not forget the main thing and the most important thing that's been commanded to us. And we're going to do this evening, we're going to look at the activity of the early Christians in the book of Acts. Now, if you and I, if we look at that society, the society where the Roman government was still pretty much controlling, I mean, there was a lot of wickedness back in those days as well. Right from the temple to the common people to the people of high authority, I mean, there was a lot of wickedness going on. But we don't see the apostles trying to lobby to elect conservative people in the Roman Senate. You don't see that. You do see one thing, the apostles busy going about preaching the word. That's what we see them busy about doing. One of the things that like I said, there was a lot of wickedness that went on, that all of God's people, all the apostles, you see, they were busy serving God, going out and starting churches. What was that doing? Changing people. One of the things about the Apostle Paul is that wherever he went, he preached. In fact, there was one place that when, you know, because people were, they were idol worshipers, and idols was a big business. People were making a lot of money. Think about this, that these early Christians preached the word, started churches so much that their business got into trouble. Because people turned to the true and living God. They weren't buying these idols anymore. They weren't buying these statues anymore. Because of that, the apostles suffered persecution as a result of that. The believers suffered. But here's what I'm trying to say. This is what they were doing. And this is when people's lives were changed. When Jesus comes in their life, then things change. And today a lot of people are doing a lot of things that really God never commanded us to do. They all may be good things, but we don't see them in the Bible. Like, you know, I was hearing a message one time when Mary and Martha came to, and we were listening to, and what happened was Martha went out, she was wanting to make a meal. She was wanting to make something, she was doing a good thing, but Jesus had never told her to make that. What did Jesus say? Jesus said that Mary hath chosen the better part. You know, you and I that are God's people, let's choose the part that's right. Let's choose the part that God has commanded us. And now, let's look at Acts chapter number 5. Acts chapter number 5. And verse number 42. Acts chapter number 5 and verse number 42. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and, notice the word here, preach Jesus Christ. That's what they were doing. And you see, believers were getting more and more in number. But one of the reasons you and I see is they were preaching about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's go to Acts chapter number 8 and verse number 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria. Look at the word again here. And preached Christ unto them. Verse number 25, same chapter, we see here. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem. And notice here again, and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. Now, if you go to verse number 35, then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Now we know this is talk about the Ethiopian eunuch. Whether it be a group of people, whether it be just one individual, we see that these disciples and these apostles, what they did do, they preached the word of God. Acts chapter number, in the same chapter, verse 40, Acts 8:40. But Philip was found as Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Now let's go to Acts chapter number 10 and verse number 42. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he that which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick. And then again, we are seeing that the commandment, the idea of preaching and the importance of preaching is found. And if we go a chapter back in Acts chapter number 9 and verse number 20, this is a little bit just after the Apostle Paul be accepted Christ. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Same chapter, verse number 27. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way and that he had spoken unto him and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. See, this is the thing that we see all through the book of Acts, the early believers and their ministry, their work, what were they involved in? Let's go to Acts chapter number 13, and I'll start reading. This is again about the church that was in Antioch. Let's see what we find out about this church. Acts chapter 13. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Mandium, which had been brought up with Herod, and the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And notice what it says in verse 5. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God. We'll look at some more verses in Acts chapter number 16 and verse number 6. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia, the region of Galatia, were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word. What were they doing? They were busy preaching, but specifically here the Holy Ghost told them not to go in this specific area. Instead they went to another area. But let's look at verse number 10. And after he had seen the vision immediately, we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord has called us for to preach the gospel unto them. The Apostle Paul goes also along as he's writing to the believers in Rome in the book of Romans, and he writes, you know, that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He in fact, he said, I'm ready to preach. If we look at all through the Bible, we see all through the book of Acts, we see that how God's people were involved in preaching the word of God. It's preaching that makes a difference. It's preaching that can change people's lives. How shall they hear without a preacher? God is very clear. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? God in His Word makes it very clear, God's method for churches to be involved in sending preachers around the world so that many can hear who've never heard. In Pakistan, you know, one of the things, again, that's needed the most is, again, it's preaching of God's Word. Preaching. I mean, you may think of all sorts of needs that there are. You know, one of the when we went to the village of Maimon Goat and we saw that how these Hindu people were not able to read. We knew that any literature is not going to do them any good. So we started a program for them so that they can start reading, as you saw in the presentation. And people, some of the kids, little by little, started to learn how to read. And eventually they'll be able to learn how to fully read the Bible. And eventually, as they are able to learn to read the Bible, then we can even in the long run, think about this, the good things that are going to come out of this, we can teach them, teach their young men eventually, where they can go out and preach as well. They can go out and preach. Now, all these places where we couldn't reach, some of those people could go there. They could reach those places as the Lord calls them. And they could also, again, preach to those people. Because believe it or not, when there's a big catastrophe, there's all sorts of help that comes from different countries. And it does, and it's a good thing that it comes. But there's one thing that hardly ever comes, is preachers who will preach the word of God, who will tell them that Jesus is the only way there is. Now, one of the things that we've done in the past, and that's a good thing also, we've had some medical people in the medical field come over there and pack from America. They've come with us, and they've done some medical camps. Now, those things have a big help, but every camp that we've done, one of the things that we've done is we've preached the word. And at the camp also. So the people that came for treatment or the people that came for help also got to hear the word of God, also got to hear about salvation. Because here's the thing, if we were to do a medical camp and we would not share with them about anything about the word of God, then really our whole purpose would fail of us being there. And that's what our goal is, so that we can give them also God's word. If nothing, just give them something to think about. It could be that God might use us in certain areas just to remove or to prepare the ground. It could be that some places God may use us just to plant a seed. It could be that some places God may use us to just water. It could be that God may use us just to do a little bit of work through preaching, that where people start to think. But eventually, it will bear fruit. Because God has said in His Word that His Word will not come back void. You see, people, when they hear God's Word, every single person that hears God's Word makes a decision. They either accept it or they reject it. You see, if we say, well, I don't care about what I've heard, what we're saying is we're rejecting the Word of God. So our goal as God's people is to give them God's Word. Think about it. For all these generations, one generation after the other, passing by and no hope, going to hell, every single one of them. The only hope they have is by if they hear the word of God. That can give them hope if they accept God's message. Now, you and I as God's people know that not everyone that hears is going to accept it. But in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, as we read, when God gave Moses His commandments, He wanted the people to know about those commandments. They were written for a purpose so that people will know about those commandments. In the New Testament, we see that we saw how the disciples went everywhere going about, what did they do? Preached God's word so that people can hear about our Lord and our Savior. We that are, here in America also, we need to be busy about also doing God's work right here as well. You know, just like Pastor was sharing this morning, that how right here in Oak Creek, there's a Muslim group here, Muslim temple here, Sikh temple here, a mosque here, and even in other places in America, they're growing a lot. And but we as God's people, let's be involved in spreading His word in other countries. Now think about this. One of the most, in Tulsa, where we are, Broken Arrow, our sending church, in Tulsa, there's a big mosque as well. And it was funded by people from Saudi Arabia. And it's a huge mosque. It's an Islamic center there where Muslims gather there. But think about this. The devil and his crowd are busy about doing their work. They're sending their people. They're sending their funds. Of course, they have no opposition from the world and its system. We that are God's people, we have. But here is the thing. We have God on our side, the true and living God. And God has also given us the resources. It's not that He hasn't. The question is, are we doing what God wants us to do? You see, these early disciples, they suffered persecution. They went through hard times. Materially speaking, they hardly had anything. But the word of God spread like crazy. Churches were established wherever they went. That means they were doing something right. They were doing what God had simply commanded them to do. And that's what you and I need to focus on, is simply do what God has commanded us to do and let God give the increase. Because I really believe if we follow God and we follow His plan, His way, in His timing, He will give us success. We need to stop listening to the world and start following their patterns and start following their ways, try to win people over. We're not trying to win people. We're trying to simply give them the gospel, and so that they can accept Christ and they can follow Jesus Christ. You see, in the Hindu village where we go, these people who hardly have anything will easily follow you. They will do what you tell them to do. But you know, one of the things our goal is, and that's why we're teaching them how to learn, how to read, we don't want them to follow us. We don't want them to be our converts. We want them to be the Lord Jesus' converts. And we want them to follow Christ. Because think about that. As a human, I can mess up. I can be out of the will of God. But God and Jesus Christ, if they learn to follow Him, they'll always be successful. And so this is what our goal as Christians. Now we that are in the ministry and we that God has given us positions, we ought to have a good example so that people can follow us as we follow Christ. That's good, and that's the Apostle Paul talked about that. But ultimately, every one of us has to make a decision, and that is to follow Jesus Christ. Just like the song we sing, that I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. You see, you and I, we can't turn back on God's word. We can't turn back on God's commandments. Or even in the Old Testament, we see there were times when men of God, when Jerusalem was destroyed in Nehemiah's day and age, and when he went and he rebuilt the walls and the gates, and the people had a good service of dedication. And the Bible says that everyone stood up as they heard, and the word of God was just simply read to them. There were no fancy stories told, nothing like it. It was just simply read to them. And people, some of people cried as they just simply listened to the word of God. Because I'm here to tell you, the word of God is still as powerful as it has always been. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. That's why we need to be preaching the word of God. Because it can make a difference. It can make a difference in Pakistan. You know, pray for us as we get back there that we would do the same thing, is preach the word of God. Pray for us that we were able to start more churches there. Defense Baptist Church, the place that we are, we have a lot of children that have started coming. I was sharing with you even in Sunday school that we have people come from five different neighborhoods. just the population of those five different areas of Karachi is about 1 million people. And so we have a lot of opportunity there. But God has given us a good group of people. And we are in need of a building there. Because the place that we are renting right now is pretty much, you know, is pretty full. And the kids sit outside, and we have a room where we have our, you saw in the presentation, we have a room where we have our church services. But we need a bigger place for the children. Because we have lots of opportunities in a lot of areas where more could even come if we had more room. So just pray for us in that area. That's something that's needed there for us, for Defense Baptist Church. It's in a very good location. Now, it is very costly. I do realize that. But I want to share with you one thing, why we would like to stay in that area. There's a lot of parts of Karachi where we could probably get land that's very low in price. But here's the thing. Some of those areas are controlled by a group called the MQM. And if you go in those areas, one of the things this group requires is for you to pay them money on a monthly basis. Where we are, we don't have to worry about that in that area. Now, we don't want, as a church, as a group of God's people, we don't want to give offerings or money to a group of terrorists. What do you say about that? We don't want to do that, do we? So this is where God has led us at this point, and this is where we would like to stay. It's accessible. It's easy for people to come. It's a safer area compared to a lot of other areas of Karachi where there are very strong Muslim holds, but people can come to these areas. It's not very difficult for people to come to that area because it's a safer area. So help, pray for us that we would be able to do that in God's timing. We have to wait for God's timing, and we realize that. But I'm here to tell you that, look, God has given us these opportunities there. Think about this. If the heathen and if the Muslims around the world can invest in America and make mosques here in America, why can't we as God's people invest in their lands and build churches there? What do you think about that? Especially when God has given us those opportunities. I know in some countries there is no such opportunities, but right now we have that opportunity in Pakistan. God has given us that. He has opened those doors for us. So pray for us that when we go back, we would do the same thing that these disciples did, is to preach the word of God. Because that's what's needed. And I want to tell you, that's what changed my life, is preaching. You see, I grew up in a family that was a what you would say a nominal Christian family. They were never really born again at that time. But that never really changed my life. Just by hearing about, you know, just by believing in the Bible, or just by believing in God, or believing. What made a difference in my life was after hearing preaching. This is what I heard, that I am the one that sinned. You see, that's something that's missing today also in preaching, in modern day preaching, is sin. Sin is not mentioned anymore. So people come to church, they never feel guilty about their sin. And they go out and live the rest of the week like the devil, come back to church, oh praise the Lord, and then go out and live like the devil again. And so there's no change in people's lives. But the change that came in my life was after I realized that I am the one that's guilty. I am the one that's the sinner. I am the one who's gone against God and against God's word. And I thank God that God just didn't leave me there, but he let me know there's a way out of it. That's through Jesus Christ. And I thank God that he let me hear that. And he gave me that opportunity to accept him. But there's still a lot of people in that land that have never heard. We may try to help them with all sorts of other needs, but they'll still die and go to hell. They need to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. And same thing here in America also. We that are God's people, let's just be busy here about doing God's work. You know, there was a good report this morning how pastor was sharing that through the visitation, how many people got to hear about the gospel. That's the way it ought to be. We ought to keep stay busy doing God's work. Because in time to come, we will reap. And if nothing else, even if no one responds, if nothing else, if we can just be faithful like Noah. Remember what the Bible said? He was a preacher of righteousness. That's what God said. He just kept building, kept preaching, kept building, kept preaching, so that people will hear. He told them that there is a flood that's coming. The Bible says that people didn't believe him until the day of the flood, until it was too late. You and I that are God's people, maybe majority of the people may not listen to us, but let's just be found faithful preaching the word of God. Whether it be in our neighborhood, whether it be in the places where we work, whether it be in the schools that we attend, whether it be the acquaintances that we meet, we can just share with them about what the Lord has done in our life. And that can make a difference in lives of many. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Go to the Lord.